You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place?
Offshore.
While earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP.
Visit orbvest.com.
MoneyWeb now, on the money.
Chatting now with Martin Smith. He is a portfolio manager at Anchor Capital. Martin, I mentioned in an intro there, MTN, a quarterly update for the period ending 31 March, so pretty much the first part of this year. We've seen some updates coming through from them in terms of some of their sort of listed subsidiaries, Ghana, Nigeria, and the like. But this update here, the market, I mean, it was a good number. The market really, really liked it. I mean, pushing the stock up 11.5% on the day.
Yeah, so you mentioned Ghana and Nigeria there, and those numbers already come out, and they were very, very strong from a revenue perspective. So we thought that the numbers would be quite good, but SA was up 11.8%, which is way ahead of expectations, specifically in a highly penetrated market like we have in South Africa. It was an incredible result. And you also have to remember that there aren't really base effects insofar as COVID is concerned with MTN, because they weren't specifically affected by COVID like a lot of other businesses. Mm-hmm. So 11.8% on quite a healthy base in South Africa is a great operational number.
And I mean, growing margins left, right, and center. I mean, the group margin improved. But even in South Africa, they managed to not just grow, and I agree with you, in a saturated market like ours, 11.8% is massive. And they then picked up that margin at EBITDA level from, what, 36.6 to 39.8. That is materially significant. I mean, they are very, very much pumping on all pistons.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not just the operational side of things, which is, as we could have seen yesterday, really, really great. But it's also about the value unlock story in terms of with their fiber business, the tower side of things, fintech businesses. So it's all this kind of corporate action that's going to unlock value in the share as well. So you've got two sides of the coin. One, operationally, they're delivering. And two, they've unlocking value as well, which, like we've seen with something with Amazon and their web services business, can be value accretive to shareholders over time. So we've been holders of the share for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the share bounced quite a lot yesterday,
yeah.
But I think it grinds higher from here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even at these levels, it's, you know, maybe it's about a 10, 11 forward PE. That's not a killer number. You're holding MTN. Do you hold it as a preference over Vodacom or a bit of both?
No, as a preference over Vodacom, I think, again, it comes with a little bit of a health warning.
I think
you have these events, these kind of something out of Nigeria, for example, that happened in December with the ID numbers linked to SIM cards. You have these kind of risks associated with the business. The market's kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt. But, I mean, it does come with a health warning. So, I mean, that could happen in a month or six months or never happen. But it is something just to kind of consider. But ultimately, I still really like the stock, happy to hold it, and definitely prefer it over Vodacom.
Yeah, and looking at the two together, MTN's massively outperformed. I'm definitely on the right side. Closed yesterday, 99.03. The Resi 10, in fact, I mean, the market yesterday had a bit of a stormer. Banks were up nicely. But the resources kind of coming back to the party. And we get that underlying story, which is, you know, commodity prices, copper, palladium, iron ore, across the board, commodities are looking strong. The miners had been sort of pausing a bit, but they seem, I mean, maybe, you know, one day is not a summer, but there is a bit of a return to that trade, certainly yesterday.
Yeah, Simon, so a couple of things on that. So, I mean, like you mentioned, the commodity prices are skyrocketing at the moment. Copper at a 10-year high, iron ore at a 10-year high, palladium at an all-time high. I mean, the Bloomberg commodity index is at levels that we haven't seen since 2011. So commodities are absolutely skyrocketing, like I said. But we also need to look at the spot multiples that a lot of these businesses are trading on. I mean, they've built a lot of fat for commodity prices actually coming off. So, I mean, I think there's opportunity still within the mining kind of space in South Africa. But the last point I want to make, and it's quite an interesting one, I was having a chat with a colleague of mine about it last night, actually, is that on the JSC, we used to kind of the commodity plays and what these guys are doing. But I think the rest of the world is now starting to wake up to say, look, there's a commodity super cycle that's maybe going on here. Maybe there's opportunity because look at the multiples these guys are trading on. Look at what commodities are doing. And I think we'll see some more flows from the rest of the world because we've got to remember commodities like we have on the JSE aren't kind of a massive part of the world's indices. So people are now starting to wake up, and I think we're going to see some flows coming in on from that side of things.
Yeah, I mean, our exchange is a mining exchange. That's a great point. And the rest of the world, not. We're used to it. But I like your other point, Pat. That built some fat in case prices came back. Prices are not coming back just yet. Martin Smith, Portfolio Manager at Anchor Capital. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Obvest's latest investment opportunity, Obvest Diversified Holdings Number 4, that will invest you into a range of Obvest investments offering instant diversification. For more information, visit obvest.com. Obvest SA, authorized financial service provider, license number 50483.